Are we going into Revelation?
I thought we are already in the third heaven.
Now, they having gone through all the aspects of the priesthood, it's really a wonderful things to learn all of these things. And as a conclusion, what we can say is that this priesthood is a continual, and it's a continual occupation of the believers, and it's the highest occupation. And this one, as I said in the beginning, it began in the time past and continued, and we have the greatest opportunity or privilege at the present time to exercise and to experience and to go forward with this ministry. But this one also has the existence, like it is not limited. Well, we are here on the earth, but it is a continual, and we can see some verses in Revelation where when we are with the Lord, we are still be priest, and we will be still be worshiping Him as a priest. So it has a continual existence. So maybe we can...
But there is, brother, just one remark. It was in continual existence, but there is one change has been taken place, the cross. Mm-hmm. Now we have heavenly, the priesthood we have is heavenly. So there is, although the Old Testament is shadows and types, and there the priests have to meet holiness on their works, but it is now we exercise priesthood by the grace of God in virtue and efficacy of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is, while it has been, we're going to say continually, but we stand on a different ground in Christ. It's a heavenly in character and destiny.
Just one other point is in now we have the opportunity to display the virtues of Him who has called us out of darkness into light. Revelation 26 talks about the fact that there's coming a day of manifestation. And it says, we shall be priests of God to reign with Him 1,000 years. And the thought is that there is the whole, and it, the same thing runs throughout. What is concerning God at that instance? That He's heading up all things in Christ, and we are connected with Him. And so, the things that pertain to God, and we've drawn near. We're so near that now we are seen in that same manifestation, carry on this priestly demonstration, even in the millennium.
And someone mentioned this morning that it was God's intention to have Israel to be a kingdom of priests, and that there was failure. Is it true to say that God is going to get what He wishes in the future?
And He got it in a double way. He's going to have a company of priests in His presence in heaven, and He's going to have a priesthood here on earth in the millennium, because there will be a temple, there will be an offering, read Ezekiel, so He'll get it in a double way. He's always going to have the victory, and He will undo the foolishness of man, attacks of the enemy, the deceiveness of the flesh. There will be priesthood on earth. There will be the sons of Zadok in the book of Ezekiel, in the millennial temple that will offer to Him. But He will have us with Him in the perfection of the kingdom of priests reigning with Him.
You have to also, in both of those references in Revelation, it's the individuality of each priest. It doesn't talk about a royal priesthood or a holy priesthood any longer. And we know that in Revelations you don't have the... really the company of saints, really, that's not the aspect as far as assembly. But it's something, it's sort of a question, because something seemed to have changed where has made us in Revelation 5 unto our God kings and priests, or even a kingdom of priests. We shall reign on earth, so it's connected with His reign. And then in chapter 20, verse 6, it's they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with Him 1,000 years. So there seems to be some difference in the way that the priesthood is expressed in the end time. It's definitely connected more with his reign. So as if the proper king is in place, then we can exercise our priesthood more fully by reigning as kings and priests over the earth. But where we are now, it's a collection. You know, we're together, representative in unity as priests, not just individuals walking around doing our own thing. But I'm sort of asking a question. Why is there that difference in language?
Kevin, kingdom of priests, is that what you're asking about? How are we going to function? Cases,
yeah, it seems that there's more emphasis on us being individual priests instead of a priesthood. Because we're never called outside Revelation a priest.
A kingdom of priests.
Not outside Revelation. In Revelation, it's kingdom.
Yeah, because it's a matter of time of reigning now.
Yes.
So now the other aspect, you see, because before that you could either be a priest or king. You could not have both of them together. The Lord Jesus is king and priest, Zechariah chapter 6. He will sit on his throne and he will be priest. So he's a king priest. That's something that the world has been trying to do for a long, long time. When Uzzah tried to have it, to be a king and a priest, leprosy came in his forehead. It's something that the world today has the whole idea of a religious rule, and you end up having an Iran. That is really its oppressing system. So a kingdom of priests or a king priest is only associated with the Lord Jesus and with those who reign with him. So in the world to come, it is this probable, you know, they call it the Holy Roman Empire when the Pope wanted to be a kingdom priest. This Holy Christ Empire will come in the world to come where we will be king and priest together. Something that none in the Old Testament could have, nobody else could have, you and I will have because Christ will have it.
See, in 1 Peter chapter 2 also, we have covered it. The spiritual house today is also connected with millennial glory. Because in verse 6, he says, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded." And then we get, verse 8, "And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumbled at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed." So, it is also connected with the millennial reign and glory of the priesthood and the spiritual house of God.
I think it just, maybe as you were saying that, in both because when you look at chapter 20, verse 6, it says, "priests of God and of Christ." So it seems like the focus is on the actual priests, us as priests, instead of our service that you have in the books prior to Revelation. So in 1 Peter, the focus is on what are we doing as priests. But in Revelations, you're a priest. And it's something to look forward to, saints, that right now the expression of our priesthood can be very difficult. You know, and we people don't recognize. And it's not that we're looking for glory. It's Christ's rights that we really want to be maintained in the world. And they will not be. But in that time when he is reigning, then they certainly will be maintained. And we will be the, like, emissaries of that. We'll be the ones showing forth his rights and expressing them as priests.
You see in chapter 1 and verse 5 at the end, "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." So as kings and priests here, they raised a song. The song of redemption. Unto the Lord Jesus Christ. So in Revelation 2 there is giving of thanks and praise and worship. And which song will never end? In Revelation chapter 5, forever and ever. "Worthy is the Lamb, for thou wast slain." It will never end. The cross will be the center, the subject, the theme for endless ages.
Just have a thought. It's a little bit different, but just I've been thinking about it. It's the love of God, the Lord Jesus towards us. Usually when someone been glorified, or someone, he is in a high position, he's asking for glory for himself, for respect, and for him to be sit down. He had finished the work of the cross, the redemption work is finished. However, there's an incomplete work that is not finished yet. Him being a priest, that he is always continually interceding for us. I will wonder, like in Psalm 24, for his reception, lift up ye gates, and the doors will open up, heavens open up to receive him. Yet he did not ask for his own glory, although he got the glory, but he did not ask for himself to sit down and to be serviced, but he is serving us still there. And that I will just, I'm thinking about it, and I just like to share it with the saints, that how he complete some work, but still there is some work that even though he is such in a high position, he's so glorified, he still has a desire to intercede and service people that had nothing to do with him.
Perhaps this is a time that we can have a hymn and then transition into the either ministry or gospel as the Lord leads.